Good morning, good morning. Lots of food, have it.
Good morning, all.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Guess what, Steve? I got my first thing pulled up last night. I finally got one done.
Cool.
What did you get done?
I got the first recorded webinar pulled up on the site myself. He taught me how to do that, and that was really something. Oh, my gosh. I had
a visual. It's a visual one?
Yeah, well, it's a recorded one, but he taught me how to be able to take the recording and then be able to post it so it's up on the site.
On what site?
On my Bionic Global Wellness site, where it's on his site, where it's hosted, like these lifestyle calls.
Oh,
but the thing that he
great.
Had to go through to get them up where they're there. Okay, Steve-O, you are awesome.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm trying to get in. I made it.
Morning. Somebody else just peeped in. Somebody. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, all you people. Hi. Are you muted or? Want to say hi?
Everybody's muted this morning.
Star
okay.
6 if you want to say hi. Tell us where you're calling from. In case you haven't been on very much, this is Martha. Martha Sue Yuri is on with me today, and she is every Tuesday. She's our leader of our class on Tuesdays. And her picture is on the WebEx. If you can get on the WebEx. If you're on the WebEx, please let us know. If you're the person either sounding your door or moving all your papers after you say hi, you might press star 6 again so that you can be muted.
Good morning, Lord. This is Linda from Lakewood.
Good morning from Lakewood. Who?
Linda.
From Lakewood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Monty's here.
Good morning, Monty. Oh, thank you. Whoever just muted, thank you. Dr. Stu, if you're saying anything, I'm not hearing you.
No, I'm just listening. I'm sitting here. There, I was listening to you ask if it was a mute, so I'm here. So we have, okay, Karen, good, you got in. Are the slides that you have uploaded, are they different? Like, I went to the website and it says,
you want me to show you what slides I have? These are the tool slides.
Okay.
This one? That one? This one's ready for people to copy, I think.
Okay, so what I, good. Oh, wow, that's great. That's not what I found on the website.
Really? What did you find on the website? I'll go look. These are the ones that will be on the website. I'm trying to decide whether to put our pictures on the website or just these tools. These are what are going to be called the tool slides. They will be our basics.
Okay. No, it's not these colors. It's the color that's a much darker color.
Okay, I'll go on and have Dennis take those off.
Because I didn't find this at all. Okay, cool. Well, it's already 7:03, so I guess we better get started. And
your time's faster than mine. It's only 7 here. But go ahead.
Okay. All right. It is 7:02. It's 7:03 on my alarm clock. So. Good morning. Somebody else just joined us.
Nancy in Houston.
Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, there's somebody else. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret.
And how are you, Martha Sue?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thanks.
Good. Are you guys still in Washington? Are you still having snow there? Or y'all, is it all melt and go away?
We have none, and we have a very gorgeous day. But Karen Eastwood has a whole different world over there.
Yeah, it depends on what part of Washington you live in. We've got lots of snow, but I want to promise you, we don't get lots of rain in the summer either. So Ruth can put up with the rain in the summer. We'll get some snow in the winter.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, cool. All right. Well, as I said a few minutes ago, my hat is off to Steve Crowfoot for all the work that he does to record the calls and put them up on the allswell.org and have them for everybody to go back and see, because he helped me with the Spanish calls to be able to try to learn how to be able to post them on his site, which is actually my site directed to him. And oh my gosh, you know, when you try to do something that somebody else does easily and it's a learning process for you, it's just like the healthy choice calls that we're doing. It's like learning something, because Ruth has just made this Ruth does everything. Just Jenna said she's a ready firing person, and everything she does, she jumps in with both feet. So it's like this has become a part of you, Ruth, and that is just like what you did in 2000, and it's awesome what you're bringing to us. The rest of us, it's a little harder if you're not with both feet in it 7 days a week, and so it's a new learning curve, and that makes it a little bit hard. And so all week long, those of you that have not been on the call Tuesdays, I named it Terrific Tuesday, also Transparent. So it's Terrific and Transparent Tuesday. And for me, it's not for everybody, but for me, I need to be transparent to myself to see what I'm doing, the action I'm taking, is working. It's giving me the result that I want. And so Terrific Tuesday is that I look forward to this day. Well, last Tuesday I said I really didn't look forward to Tuesday because I just knew it wasn't working, and because it's a new thing. And so I went into this morning and thinking, okay, I don't know what's going to happen, but okay, it's Terrific Tuesday. So woohoo! I am just absolutely saying my happy words, and I've been saying that all week long. But Sunday was Super Bowl party. Life gets in the way. I still haven't gotten over about 4 hours of sleep any night. And so the steps that I need to take, being transparent, those of you that are listening on this call that really don't want to say, last week I said I have that T-shirt, and Ruth didn't know what T-shirt I was talking about. Well, that's a Texas term. It's like, well, I can relate to that. I've been there. I wear those shoes. I know how that feels. And so those of you that really don't want to say, well, I didn't have a perfect week, whatever, just want you to know that if my actions had followed the chart, and I haven't printed them out yet because the excuse that I had was, well, I knew Ruth was still working on the colors, so I didn't print them out. How good is that? Okay, so anyway, being transparent, here's the little chart and that's not what's on the website. This chart, if I printed this out and took it with me, laminated it, and had that everywhere I went, and is the other food chart is not on here? You had that where we could pull that up too?
The blocks? I do not. They need to be fixed. If we use just these foods in the amount on the plate there, you'll still lose weight. If you stay over here on the right side, primarily.
Okay, over here where it's the 5.0 to the 7.5, in the more alkaline area, hopefully being able to address this area more. You know, I listened to Ruth say last week, I think it was, that she'd lost 6 pounds, but she lost inches in her tummy, and that, because I didn't know where she had 6 pounds to lose, but she lost it in her tummy, and so she's eating all high alkaline foods. And I can tell you this is very hard for me to do. I'm a house mom in a sorority house. The chef does not, even though everything is fresh, he does not stay within this area. So I'm going to print this chart. Go ahead.
Well, I don't say entirely. Like I eat, I have sunflower seeds, but I have so that I am significantly more over here in the alkaline, because definitely we want to stay alkaline. But if you do eat something over here, I don't eat things over here in the yellow side. But I eat popcorn sometimes, and I eat different kinds of nuts. I definitely eat mushrooms, and I eat these berries, particularly cranberries and blueberries, but then I have pineapple and mangoes and watermelon, and especially in my shake, I put watermelon or lime juice over here to be sure that I'm staying more alkaline.
Right. Okay. So what I'm saying is I'm relying on someone else. Here at the sorority house, so the meals that he cooks don't fall within this area, and so that's been a little bit of a downfall for me. But I'm going to go. I'll put this on my flash drive and take it up, and I'm going to print two copies, and I'm going to laminate both of them, and I'm going to give one to him and one to me, because if I can get him to cook more in this area, then it not only would be helpful for me, but the 34 girls that live in this sorority house. Needless to say. And they're all pretty much health fanatics, but he cooks a lot of pasta, and I think part of that is because of the food cost. But if we can work as a whole here to move from this area and things that they're eating to this area, it will not only help them, but it will help me in making changes. With that said, my woohoo is that I'm saying, just like I said to y'all last week, if I miss a putt and I go, God, I can't believe I missed that putt. Well, I can't make a putt then. I mean, I'm going to miss a putt wherever I go. The next green that you play, you're going to miss a putt. And so if I say, man, I'm doing an awful job. I'm just not doing a good job at all here. Well, I'm not going to do another good job this week. So what I'm saying is, wahoo, my happy word is to overcome terrific Tuesday, still Tuesday, that's terrific, because there is a plan for me to change this. But I found a 1.4 pounds that I had given away to somebody, and I found a quarter of an inch. Well, that ain't happening again. And so I have to become committed to make sure that I get these foods, even if I have to get my own food, and that's a challenge in storing. So, anyway, this has got to be where I work toward more often. A little bit over here, and I realized Super Bowl Sunday was the party was Sunday and that I ate some things that probably were more over here than they were over here. And so that's done. So now I need to make better choices. And I need to do my 30 minutes a day of exercising. And the little chart. Ruth has in our journaling, has it set up so that you could exercise before each meal, or you could do 30 minutes in one block, but you do 30 minutes in a day. Okay. And so working on this, filling out this chart, checking the water, you've got to drink, and drinking your water, you take, I noticed we've got a few new people on here, so if you take your body's weight and divide that in half, and then say you weighed 100 pounds, go figure, you probably wouldn't be on this call, but if you weighed 100 pounds, you would need to drink 50 ounces of water every day. And I loved Mary Lou said one day that she took a coin, and she knew how many coins she had to have. Each represented 1 8-ounce glass of water. And when she drank an 8-ounce glass of water, she moved a coin. And so by the end of the day, she had been able to move all of her coins, or she had a whole lot to drink in the evening, and that messes up during the nighttime. So chances are you'd want to drink more water during the earlier part of the day than the later part. And so drinking your water, sleeping, that's where I said in this area, I'm falling short. That's sleep a day. I go back to when I first met Mary Helen, and she talked about that when she got on her sleep system, she lost 30-something pounds by not changing anything in her eating habits, but by sleeping, because she had a sleep disorder. Okay, well, I guess I'm creating a sleep disorder by the work that I'm doing and not getting any sleep. That's not good. So that's not a wahoo, but I can get better at that because it sure feels good to sleep, so I'll have to work on that. So with those things said, looking at, here's our food chart. Here's all of us that are on this call. And the thing that I know, I can come to this call and I can say these things, be totally transparent, and I know all of you love me anyway. You're right there saying, okay, all right, you're having a down day. It's okay, we're going to pick you up and we're going to love you. That's what this call's about, to know that I can come and say, not lie about, why would I lie about what's going on in my life? I mean, you know, there's no reason to do that. And so here's the accountability sheet for us personally, writing down the water you drink, the hours you sleep, the exercise you've done. Did you journal your food? Did you exercise 15 minutes before each meal or 30 minutes in a block? Did you have your two snacks? The two snacks not at bedtime, but the two in the daytime. And looking at the snacks, if I know that Ruth said she eats a lot of almonds. And if you look over here, if you ate sunflower seeds, pecans, and sesame seeds, those are least acidic, but they're more acidic than if you ate almonds. Or you ate cucumbers or other things that you could have prepared. For me, one of the things that I reach for things, and because if I don't have things prepared, if I'm not already with things chopped up and ready to go in the busy lifestyle that I have right now, then I reach for things that are not good for me. And that, while I was reaching for something that wasn't good for me, probably where I found that poundage back from someplace else that I dumped it. All right, so let's look at this, a Neekin smoothie. Anti-inflammatory. I have been doing my smoothie, so that's one good piece that I have been doing. One scoop of Body Balance. The container, if you look at the container, calls for 3 scoops. And so this is an adjustment to that. One scoop of Body Balance. The ingredients to that are pea protein, so it's all protein, but pea protein, most absorbable, no animal protein to it, 9 grams of protein in 1 scoop. The sweetener is all natural. The carbs tea is primarily, it's 9 grams with one scoop, leaving room for us to add more carbs. People with high morning protein required, and then you add one raw egg. I haven't done that. And the pH is very neutral. The egg is neutral to acidic. pH, the raw egg being the most alkaline. pH balancers, you need alkaline greens, an alkaline fruit, pineapple, portion of a banana, small pieces of frozen watermelon, and mostly berries. Keeping a balance of 1/3 to 1/2 protein to 1/2 to 2/3 fruits and vegetables. No grains for breakfast. Other meals and snacks can be 1/3 protein, 1/3 protein as a grain. Is that what that means, Ruth?
It means some vegetarians would use all grain, and some of us who have more requirement, feel that our body requires more protein, might have some fish or something. But whatever it is, it's like, or a combination of those two, whatever it is, they're only going to fill up 1/3 of our plate. The rest of them are going to be 2/3 of fruits and vegetables.
Okay, so here's the breakfast meal, no grain.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so.
And the protein can be 1/3 to 1/2, 1/2 maximum. Most people probably eat just 1/3 of it in protein.
In the bottom plate, 2/3 vegetable, or is that what you're saying, lunch and dinner? Is it 2/3 vegetables and fruits and 1/3 grains and protein?
Right. Right above it, it says lunch, dinner, and snacks can be really small, or actually, in Kathy Abascal in her Quieting Inflammation book, which is, she teaches, and people in the room have said that they follow this, no matter how much they eat, if they keep it in this balance, they still lose weight, and they've lost like 100 pounds or whatever that are in there, and they've done this. And, excuse me, a couple important things is no grains for breakfast. And actually, I don't know that we ate any grains in the first 3 weeks, but mostly fruits and vegetables and then and some protein. Okay, so that's, and that you can eat as little as one grape for a snack, or you can have 2 or 3 plates of this as long as you stay in that balance.
So looking back at this chart, staying in the balance, figure that those could be side by side. If you had breakfast a half with vegetable fruit and a half with protein, so you could make any combination as long as it was like an equal portion, half vegetable fruit and a half of protein.
Or only 1/3. That's the most protein that you would have, but you could, most of the time you would probably, I should probably put another plate, maybe I'll put 1/3 to 1/2. Protein on that plate, so it'll be a little bit more accurate because you don't have to have 1/2 protein. You don't. You wouldn't have that much usually.
Okay.
But okay. No grains.
No grains. Okay. And
a lot of times for breakfast, I'll have a smoothie, and then if I want something else, I'll have some more fruit or. Sometimes I have, one thing I like to have is, I like green beans for some reason. I'm just on this green bean kick. Green beans for breakfast with a little bit of different seasoning or something in with it. Like sometimes some tomatoes in with it. And then a lot of times my protein in the morning is usually an egg in the smoothie and sometimes another hard-boiled egg. You listen to Roger Drummer, who's been teaching a lot of us. He eats, he said 30 eggs a week. Has very normal cholesterol. And I just found that I felt so much better when I had those eggs in the morning. I don't even need any other protein during the day. I can just go ahead and have vegetables and fruits the rest of the day. I made some of those gluten-free muffins and have one of those once in a while. In the evening, that would be a grain, so it does have grain in it. So that would be in the evening, so I can have one of those.
Oh, very good. Is Roger saying that he eats 30 eggs a week, that he eats the egg white or he eats the whole egg?
He does the same thing, put an organic egg in his shake, or eggs in his shake. I don't know. I don't know if he. I don't think he probably eats that many all the time. But he said he has eaten as many as that. But I definitely don't eat that many.
Bruce?
I usually eat one a day.
Wow.
He is vegetarian.
Oh, he is a vegetarian. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that. Okay. All right. Perfect. So, and then when you look at, you can have 2/3 fruits and vegetables and 1/3 of the, are you saying with a combination of protein and grains would be 1/3 at this bottom plate for your lunch and dinner? Protein
yes.
and grains?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
No, when you start the Kathy Abascal quieting inflammation routine, you start with no gluten grains, because you're also eliminating any other sensitivities, food sensitivity possibilities, so that you know if you have inflammation, you may have food sensitivities that would be causing that inflammation and inflaming parts of your body or whatever. And so after you've been on that for 5 weeks, well, then you start adding different things back in. Or maybe, I guess it's 3 weeks. The first 3 weeks you do that.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, okay, so I've been pretty open about what's going on with me and saying my happy words because I want it to be better. I don't want this little child inside me to think that I can't do better. And so looking at, oh my gosh, if you just looked at this one page, and I mean, obviously we have to go back here and look at the food combinations that you could pick from. If we printed this and laminated it and carried it everywhere we went, then you could, if you were at a buffet, if you were at the grocery store in preparing and in your purchasing of things for you to have in your refrigerator to be prepared, like I said, you know, I'm not. And so it's kind of like the refrigerator here is packed with somebody else packing it. And so that makes that a little bit of a challenge. So I'm going to have to do some things about that. But if we did those things and you look at what Ruth, the results, and the lady and Kathy Abascal, the results of the people that have been doing this, how long did you say they lost tons of weight, and how long did it take them to do it because they changed things?
I think it would be probably about the same as it was when we were on the Zone program.
Okay.
But I think it's healthier. I think it was about the same length of time. Martha Sue, what I was going to say here is what I think is easiest to do. And easiest is always better. I like having, and this has been easy for me, is to have almonds always on hand. I have almonds with me all the time. Almonds and then some kind of fruit. And she doesn't recommend that you have dried fruit, but I do have it to carry with me because I'm not going to be eating any chips. I'm not going to be eating any gluten things. And everywhere I go, people are eating all these things that I don't really eat. And so before this, I've been doing this for a long time. And so I would have either dried cranberries or raisins or dried bananas in my baggie that I can eat. And I talked to Edwin's wife, Rebecca, and she does the same thing, and she is skinnier than I am. She's just right. I mean, you just get to your right weight. You could have dried pineapple if you do it yourself. Any of these things can you can carry with you, but fresh is really better. I think you get your sugar goes up or something. But actually, some of these, like figs, I had some figs, really good figs, and I dried those. They were so good, and look at that. I didn't know they were alkaline, and they're more alkaline when they're dried for some reason.
May I share something with you guys?
Yeah,
the other day, I was printing this chart off,
And I didn't know how to do it. Somehow my computer wasn't working right. And my little 10-year-old grandson helped me print this off, and it came out smaller than an 8x10. It came, I don't know what size it was, but it was smaller. And I thought, well, how am I going to utilize this? Well, I cut that up so that, you know, I just had the chart, and then I put strapping tape over it, so I laminated it myself, you know. Anyway, it's small, and it fits right in my purse. And I can whip that out anytime, anywhere. I can show it to a friend that I'm trying to introduce this concept to. My husband was really impressed with this. So I'm just saying that there's ways to make these things real easy to take along with you and help you to make decisions while you're out shopping or at a restaurant or whatever. But anyway, I love this idea of having it smaller.
Wonder what your printer did to make it smaller.
I don't know.
Well, probably had the reduce button pushed or something. another thing, I mean, mine has a reduce and expand and everything. I don't know what her says. Another thing you can do, I think that was a great idea, if we'd be sure we have the right chart on there, is I always have soup on hand. I make a big pot of soup, usually on Monday, and then I have this soup always on hand. And yesterday I was making my soup, and I had a bunch of I had parsley and I had cilantro. And look at there, over here on the side over here, cilantro should be on there too, but I don't see it. And so I put that in the blender and just blended it up into little pieces and put that in there. And so I have this soup that has all this cilantro in it, and you can't even tell it. You cannot tell it's there at all. And here you have all this alkaline greens. And then I always have cabbage, almost always have cabbage in my soup. And then I have other things that just make it taste really good, and everybody always loves my soup. I had black beans in it this time, but most of the time I have different kinds of rice. And I cooked my own black beans. You can buy them for almost nothing.
Ruth, can I ask you, on the alkaline area down there where the potato skins are, I'm assuming
right.
that you mean potato skins with the potato attached and not just the skin, right?
No. In Alkalize or Die, which is I'm using for the guide, I've looked at all these different ones, and this one was easiest for me to follow and know what the pH actually was. The potato is good for you. If you eat the skin, then you can balance. Now, over here on this side someplace is the potato. It's clear over here on the potato.
Yeah.
Starch is quite alkaline. And
my husband noticed that one because he loves potatoes.
Where is the potato?
I don't know. Got lost. Maybe I better...
Look
in the vegetables.
There it is. See, it's in under vegetables.
The potato skins are down at the bottom, and they had to put them in the miscellaneous because they couldn't fit them in the vegetables.
Okay. But is that saying, I think what I would hear from Karen, is that saying we, like, cook a potato, take the potato out, and eat just the skin?
If you balance the two together, well then up here it says 3.5 to 4.5 up on the top, neutral pH. And so you're trying to get really us to be at least in that zone. And so if you balance the skin and the potato itself, then your potato would be in the middle.
Okay.
Your whole potato.
Exactly. So the whole purpose of this chart is that we eat the things over here that are good for us, and even if we had things over here, it balances what we're wanting to get to neutral.
Right. We want to be balanced, neutral, or a little bit on the alkaline side.
Okay. Well, I'm going to print my chart. Karen, I'll let you know whether mine's big or little, and the little would be good. Can you read it? Is it little?
Oh, yeah. I read it perfectly fine, and because I didn't want to take it to be... laminated. I just put packing tape across both the front and the back, and it's perfect.
That's a great idea. self-lamination.
Yeah.
Great idea. Okay, cool. Well, does anybody else have something they want to share about today being Terrific Tuesday for you? Or anything you're struggling with?
Okay. Martha, do you want to show them your chart, your measurement chart? Tell them about your tape measure. It's on the bottom.
Oh, there we go. What's the one above? Oh, okay. Yeah, the measuring chart, as I said, on this, total inches gone. Here, what I've done on the one that I still was in the process with, I wrote the date across the top and what my pound weight was that day. And then you measure your inches. Here's your neck. And then upper arm, bust, chest, rib cage. Each of these portions of your body, surprisingly enough, you may have one area one week that you, like Bruce said, what did you say? You lost an inch, 2 inches? Something in your tummy.
About an inch.
Yeah. And an inch is huge. I mean, a quarter of an inch makes a difference in your clothes. But an inch is huge. And so looking at a total here, your Ruth has the weight down here. Since I started on January the 2nd, I have donated 4.8 pounds as a total because I found a pound and a quarter this week. But I have a total of 10.25 inches that are gone. Back when we, 2004 probably it was, and I put this tape measure around my neck and I would hand people the end of it and step back so they could see how many inches that I'd lost, and I could tell them, okay, well, I didn't carry this around with me, I carried the tape measure around my neck. And I could tell people how many inches that I'd lost by a visual. Well, 10.25 inches is a lot of inches. And that's adding it up all in these little bits and pieces over your whole body. So you might be down a quarter of an inch, up a quarter of an inch in another area, down an inch, up a half an inch. You know, so your body fluctuates. And I would think that the fluctuation there would be the inflammation that you talk about in the book, talking about how to get rid of that inflammation by the chronic inflammation by the foods that we eat. If we can control that, then you also would be controlling these inches that are in here. So, you know, I found that the tape measure was very successful for me, because it was that accountability piece that I wore at all times. However, it wasn't anything that was duplicatable, because people would look at me and go, well, that works for you, but I'm not wearing a tape measure. Okay, well, that's all right. You know, people wouldn't, they wouldn't do that. I had people stop me on the cruise ship and ask if I was a tailor. You know, like, why were you wearing this? So it wasn't effective on the cruise ship because people weren't looking to eat properly on a cruise ship. They were, you know, looking at eating everything that was available. But when I got to the point that I had dropped the same number of inches that was my height, I'm 5'7". So when I lost that many inches, that was amazing. So I'm 5'7", so that'd be 67 inches total. And isn't that right? 12 times?
Yep.
I would be 67 inches. Well, that's pretty impressive. I handed the end of the tape to Dave Johnson, he started backing up, and he said, what is this? I said, that's the number of inches that I've lost since so-and-so, and that was pretty impactful. He liked that a lot. So if you're not using a tape measure, and this may not be important to you, you may not be... Like, I know that some of the gals have talked about that you want to know how you feel. Not this part, but you want to know how you feel. Well, I can tell you, I don't feel like I do when this part is really good. I don't feel as well because the end result here is because this part is not the way it should be. So I'm going to work very hard on that. I'm going to say my happy word a lot. I'm going to do a lot of changing this week, and that'll be fun to see what happens by next Tuesday. So terrific and transparent Tuesday is here's another one down. Woohoo! Anybody else have something they want to add? Oh, my gosh, we're already over 7:30.
Yahoo! Good job.
All right, everybody. Thanks for being there.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Let me tell about what's going on in my life. Woohoo!
Thanks for being open.
Thanks, Martha Sue.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hey, Monty, I want to know, are you still there?
Yeah.
Monty.
I
don't get to listen to the calls every day, but I did listen the day that you talked about the scripts that you'd gotten. You were snowed in, you were reading the book and all that. That was just so cool with you talking about the scripts that you had. I haven't gotten the scripts yet. I need to go and do that. But the pH strip. Has that changed some?
Oh, yes. Not dramatic, not a whole lot, but I've been able to come from a 5.1 is where I originally was, I believe, and now I'm at a little more than a 5.5, between a 5.5 and a 5.75, which means that my, because I'm real acid, and I'm really finding that it's just helpful for me to do that. Because again, it just shows again that what we believe in and the way we're doing is great. The other thing I've found that's been very helpful to me, and that is in Kathy Zabiskal book, To Quiet Inflammation. There's some charts on page 29 to 33, and she has what they call an elimination period, and like what Ruth said, it's for 3 weeks, and it's got the foods you should eat and foods you shouldn't eat. And the nice thing about it is I can take Ruth's chart that we have here on the WebEx, and I can take the book, and if I eat those foods look at the foods that are in the book that I'm supposed to eat, and then go back to Ruth's chart and look at whether they're more alkaline or acidic, I can stay pretty much where I need to be. And because I'm so acidic, my diet needs to be about 20 to 30% acidic to more 70 to 60% or whatever percent alkaline. And using these two charts in combination has really, I've really noticed a difference. I'm not measuring and I'm not really not weighing, but what I am noticing is that my clothes that I'm wearing aren't quite as tight. So, and I noticed the inflammation in my legs has really gone down. So utilizing those two charts together and understanding the acid alkaline content of food, and then utilizing the chart of the elimination on foods that we should be eating for the first 3 weeks, this thing is absolutely astronomical. I just love it.
Monty, how's your blood sugar doing?
Blood sugar is definitely coming down. I really hate to say this, but I had a low sugar attack last night, about 2:30 in the morning, and I know why that happened is because Kathy again talks about insulin in your body, and that if we have, like if we eat late at night, we have a late snack or we eat later in the day, that what happens is that our body starts to create insulin during the night, and it slows down our growth hormones. And the older we get, the less growth hormones we have. When you have less growth hormones in your body, it deteriorates your muscles. So that's why when we get older, if we're on those a bad acidic diet and whatever. But anyhow, so what I've done, I've changed my insulin routine. And because I don't have that late snack at night, last night I gave myself some insulin that I thought I required. I went into low blood sugar. So that's a negative for a diabetic because low blood sugar is basically worse than high blood sugar. And so that was a negative, but it was a positive to me to again say that what I'm back in that right track again and doing is absolutely helping my diabetes. So I can really start cutting down on my insulin, and that's when you do that, good things happen in your body, and I know one thing I'm doing, even though I'm on the mattress pad, I do have a CPAP machine because I have, word ain't coming to me now, sleep apnea. But I've noticed that one of the other things I'm doing with my CPAP machine is I'm putting alkaline water in it. And again, because I utilize about a cup of water a night, basically, through my CPAP machine and my humidifier, forces air into my lungs to keep my throat and my lungs to keep everything working properly. And I feel that's helping, too. So I'm just totally excited about this whole program. And I was about the first one we did, and this one is absolutely astronomical. And for those of you that don't have this book, I think one of the other things Kathy talked about is that you've got to get this attitude right in your bones. If you don't have this feeling of better health and that you want to have better health in your bones, that things probably aren't going to happen. And she explains a lot of things in this book that I think a lot of us need to know on how our body functions, why it functions the way it does, and understanding what certain organs in the body do and the right foods to be eating. And the nice thing I like about it is, like Ruth said, you can, if you go through this elimination period, that eventually foods that you're not supposed to eat, that you can start then to, after the three-week period, start to come back to some of those foods that maybe you really like and maybe really are not as good for you as what they should be, but there is a way, by using the balance of the alkaline and the acidity, that we can get this back into and we can have better health. So I'm just, Ruth, I'm just, thank you for attending that class and hooking up with Kathy. I know it's late. I got to go. I got a foot doctor I have to go to. Talk to y'all later.
Okay.
Cool. See you all tomorrow.
Bruce, tell us the name of the book again.
It's The Abascal Way, ABASCAL, and it's To Quiet Inflammation for Health and Weight Loss. And she shortens it sometimes with TQI, and right now you can get it from, if you go online to Kathy's site. I think you can order it there, but also I saw Dennis Bryant and showed him the book Saturday, and he is going to talk to Kathy and see if he can offer it to Focus on Growth as well.
Oh, cool. But you can, what is her site?
To TQI. Just put TQ, if you Google TQI Vachon, you'll find it. Or Abascal, I don't think there's anybody else, if you do the Abascal way, you'll come to our site.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And then I'd like to, if I can I call you back?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay.
Oh, I need to get ready for the day here. So maybe some, but go ahead and call me real quick. I'll just take my phone along with me.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.